Don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, January 16th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just so you know, Mark Farner's American band, former lead guitar vocalist for Grand Funk Railroad, him and his wife will be joining us on Saturday, February 3rd at the Roberts Rules of Order Michigan State Constitution class up in St. Ignace at the Little Bear Arena. They will be there. Mark has paid for his book and guide in state constitution, and he's going to be joining us. So we're going to talk more about that and about the regular segment we're going to do every week, every other week with Mark Farner here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us is another Patriot on the line right now, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
I want to get the big elephant out of the room right now because you've been creating a little bit of controversy.
Me?
Yeah, little old you, brother. And I want to talk. I got a couple of text messages already. They knew you were coming on in this segment every week, Tuesday from 10:05 to 10:30. We talk with Ian. And I'm going to use his words out of the text message. Three morons in Traverse City sued you? What the heck is going on?
So this is not about me, actually. This is about Studio 8 Hair Lab, Christine Geiger, and her Facebook post.
Sure.
So there is a lawsuit happening in Traverse City. Right. So she posted this thing on her hair salon Facebook page that said, if you identify as anything other than a man slash woman, seek services at a pet groomer. So three individuals read that Facebook post, got so offended. Suffered mental anguish, technically, is what they say.
Yeah.
They filed three separate Department of Civil Rights complaints. Now have an executive branch agency involved in trying to silence a private business owner's First Amendment right on social media because these three individuals, and I'm told up to 24 more, have filed complaints by reading something on Facebook. Now, civil rights complaints are one thing, but these people are seeking money damages for something they read on Facebook.
Unbelievable. So technically, my listener, knowing you were coming on the show, didn't understand the court documents because technically you're not listed as a defendant in this lawsuit.
I am not. No. So this is – so really what it is, so the Department of Civil Rights sent three complaints to Studio 8 Hair Lab about this Facebook post, asking her then to answer interrogatories, basically give information to them and plead her case before them, right? Without any representation, without anything. Basically, for her, they want her to fall on her sword and say, look what I did wrong. I'm such a bad person. I'll capitulate, yada, yada. She didn't do that. Instead, she hired an attorney. And she hired my attorney, David Delaney. And David, at first, was a little reluctant to take the case because generally he's not a free speech, First Amendment type of person. But what he found was that this case, her case, is extremely similar to the Iron Pigs case in that an executive branch agency, the Department of Civil Rights, sort of like the Liquor Commission and the Health Department and the Department of Agriculture in my case,
sure,
is an executive branch agency taking all of this power and fining her, taking her licenses, all of these things without any sort of real due process.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. So I'm glad we were able to clarify that. And I've got other text messages. We're going to a hard break. Man, I hate this clock. Sometimes I'd like to just throw the commercials away, but I can't. We got to pay the bills.
That's right.
We're talking with Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this Tuesday with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. You've also been busy in the studio, FuelCastTV.com. I get notified every time you throw up a new YouTube video. And you put out a kind of an interesting one. This most recent one, I believe last night or yesterday, that you threw out there. Talk to the folks about that one.
Which one? I'm uploading quite a few lately.
So. Oh, yes, you have been. The one, I love it when you're sipping your coffee out of the iron pig, pointing to the screen, and you got all these text verbiage.
Yeah, so.
Explain that one. That one's
so that's about the new information from these congressional hearings or whatever's happening with Fauci. And Fauci ends up admitting in closed-door sessions that social distancing just sort of appeared, this idea of 6 feet away to stop the spread of coronavirus,
right? Which
we all know was included in legal terms of things that we had to do in the state of Michigan: stay 6 feet apart, the stickers on the floor, all this nonsense. And of course, we know what's happened with the efficacy of masks and the vaccines and how that narrative has changed. So I find it wildly entertaining, I'll use in quotation marks because it's a little bit of a wide term, but that entire post was essentially, Ron, listen, they took information, used it, put it into law, required everybody to follow this law, fined, took licenses, put people in jail, threatened me with jail, and now are saying that these things just kind of came out of nowhere. So I just found it wildly hilarious and hypocritical, and I think it speaks to the larger narrative of why U.S. citizens are so skeptical of public health now. It's their own fault.
Well, you know, on that point, Fauci and all of these quote-unquote, like you say, in air quotation marks, came up with these recommendations during COVID. Donald Trump, for whatever reason, believed this guy, listened to what he was saying, took it under advisement, implemented. These mandates came from somewhere. What was Fauci, based on your research and all of your time vested in this issue, what was the main purpose of the mask, of the social distancing, all of the things that they did? Was it just that the bottom line, it was a test to see how much they could control us and how much we would put up with?
You know, I'm not really sure. I mean, it certainly looks like that. What I actually believe is, whether intended or not, I believe that it was a mechanism in order to use shame and public outcry to punish people that weren't going to fall in line, right? So when, masks specifically, right? We know this is like a badge of honor for some people. You can see them coming a mile away. And I'm not a mask hole. I don't care if you wear one, if you don't. That's your own choice to make, as your own personal medical decision. I will never shame somebody for wearing a mask to this day. I don't know what's going on with them. I don't care. But it's those people that turn around and, beginning in the summer of 2020, that were started leaving us reviews and all this stuff, comments on our Facebook page, I saw somebody not wearing a mask, this, that, and the other. I think that these rules, while sometimes maybe well-intended from a public health standpoint, ultimately what it did was drive division further and further, and now has created another apparel item to virtue signal your political affiliation, I guess.
Right. Now, here's the other component. So many people have done digging, research, looked at the Wuhan lab in China and how Fauci was supposedly behind some funding that was driven through Washington for that lab in Wuhan. Others say he has patent connections to some of these vaccines, some of these chemicals, some of these components of the vaccine. It's all for profit, and they've thrown out all kinds of conspiracy stories. I don't know what to believe. I don't know if you know, but bottom line is, was he financially benefiting from any of this stuff?
He and how many others in Congress that have portfolios filled with Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and those others.
Moderna, all those.
Right. It can't be ignored. But the larger part of it is it now has created so much division, and it now is a constant thing that they can turn and use. And we're seeing it right now. There's headlines coming out, maybe out of South Carolina, North Carolina, that, the region has had the third highest number of COVID positive test in 4 years. They just keep using this thing over and over in order to sort of put people on edge on purpose, I believe.
Well, and cause this fear. Fear, of course, false evidence appearing real into people to the point where they can actually control them. That's what I believe part of this is. We were heading into a major election. They wanted to control the people and their activities at the polls and even the poll challengers. I was told to stand back down in the basement of Cobo Hall because I was standing too close to the people as I was trying to look at the screens to verify qualified voter file information. This was all part of the process, I believe. Do you agree with that statement?
It's hard to disagree with that statement, especially when you look at the other measures that were implemented, like not being allowed to bring a concealed weapon to polling stations. You know, Jocelyn Benson got knocked down in court on that one. It's hard not to want to believe those things. And yes, it was a crazy election. We're coming into an even crazier election, in my opinion.
Yep.
And we're seeing a lot of these things, a lot of these questions are going unanswered. And that's my biggest disappointment. You know, here in Michigan, why are we not getting answers to the nursing home crisis that Whitmer created? I just don't see. I mean, I know why, because, you know, it's a democratically controlled attorney general's office, of course. But I don't see any investigative journalists out there really doing anything. We want answers, and we're just getting more information that seems to be either misinformation or disinformation and not the truth.
Well, here's the other aspect of that. We're hearing now that they are in the top of the hour news, bottom of the hour news, other news sources, 9 and 10, 7 and 4, 29 and 8. They're starting to give out the COVID numbers again. And they're talking about this, you know, RSV virus and the flu and all this other stuff that's happening. Are we getting ready, Ian, in your opinion, for a repeat performance?
I hope not, but I will tell you that there are only going to be a fraction of people that will comply with whatever sort of mandates that they try and bring out again this time. They're going to have some real difficult time doing that here in Michigan, since a couple of lawsuits have prevailed, one of them being mine, but there's others in higher courts that are still going. But I think people are starting to wake up. In my opinion, not enough have, but I would love to see them try. I hate to say it that way,
yeah.
But in the gigantic social experiment that has been the last 3 to 4 years, I can absolutely see them trying to implement some of these things. And I think that's what they're trying to slow walk out right now, is just trying to creep it out, and see how people react to it.
Do you think the majority of the people, especially the ones that listen to this station, listen to this show, do you think they are going to fall for it? Do you think they're going to comply?
Oh, I doubt it. No.
I'm not. Vicky and I never did back in the day.
Radio Network listeners, I highly doubt that.
Well, even the Iron Pig customers, because I got to tell you, you stayed open when you were told not to be open. You fought the good fight. You've been battling this in court. It's still ongoing and still dealing with the health department and all this other stuff. What is the status right now with regards to your liquor license, your operation, and the potential complaints that you have pending right now in the courts?
Everything is clear with the Liquor Commission. Actually, they've been fantastic with us this last year. I don't know if they're trying to make up for lost time. I have no idea. But they're actually reaching out to me asking if I want to renew this permit or that permit or add a permit. It's very strange. All of our licenses are all squared away. We have no issues. We do have pending litigation locally against our local health department to knock down 5 state statutes. But that will only affect our 4 or 5 county area district here for the health department. So then we're going to look to go potentially into other health districts to also do the same thing, and sort of a storm the castle approach from each of these health districts around the state.
Got it. So everything is fine at this point. Normal business operation hours, everything's okay, and you're not looking at being shut down again for any violations. I want to put that misnomer that's floating around out there.
No, nope. Yep, we're open, fully open, absolutely have liquor license. We can do basically whatever we want again. The only thing is that if they do try and implement lockdowns or if they shut down restaurants again a la 2020, there is a big question mark about whether or not I could stay open because I do have a contempt of court for closing before, and I have not been able to resolve that just yet. So depending on the timeline, if they shut down restaurants and I stay open, they can come in and arrest me and basically take me to jail. Do not, you know, hit
pass gold. Do not collect $200.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You mean because of that previous situation, you are basically targeted that we warned you, we threatened you, we told you if you ever do this again, we're just, again, do not pass go, do not collect $200. We're taking your butt to jail. They actually have that ability?
That's more or less what I have been told. And after that ruling came down and then they dissolved the temporary restraining order and all this other stuff, that's what I was told is if, again, until these laws are stricken from the books or the U.S. or Michigan Supreme Court rules them unconstitutional, if there is a shutdown again and I stay open and violate a health order because of my previous track record, if you will,
sure,
they can come. So I'm kind of like on probation right now. If I violate my probation,
right,
they can come in and take. And they already threatened me with jail once.
Well, guess what? I think based on the number of people that support you and support the Iron Pig, if you decide to stay open, I think there may be some patriots standing in their way from coming in and arresting you. Because I got to tell you, man, people are saying, tell Ian, everywhere I go, number one, tell Ian, thank you so much for doing what he's doing. We're hearing him on your show every week, and we're following his podcast now, and we're paying attention. And we're with him, and anything that ever he needs or falls into, just let us know. Hey, I mean, I get that from everybody.
What's your thoughts on Nikki Snyder?
I like Nikki Snyder. I think she's been completely ineffective as a member of the Michigan State Board of Education because, of course, her and Tom McMillan have been in the minority against the Communist Democrat Socialist. I don't think Nikki has the horsepower to get the signatures required to get on the ballot. I think that might be challenging for her. And I haven't seen anybody of any major endorsement situation and or raising money. Mm-hmm. I love her as a patriot sister. I applaud her for getting into the fight. But I just don't see the mechanics as a strategist from a political consulting standpoint.
I don't think she's
going to go anywhere.
I just got a message this morning. I think she's going to be here at the Iron Pig on Saturday to do a town hall. I don't know what time.
Sure.
I just got a message this morning saying that she was interested in doing a town hall here. She's going to be in town on Saturday. I said, yeah, absolutely.
Good. Well, like hey, do me a favor. When you wrap up the details, text it to me. I'll announce it on the radio.
You got it. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do it that way. All right. Real quick, hours of operation for the winter.
7 days a week right now. Monday through Thursday, we are 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then Friday, we are 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay,
breakfast Saturdays and Sundays, baby.
Breakfast on both Saturday and Sundays.
You got it.
All right, brother. We appreciate you very much. And again, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse, downtown Gaylord. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you.
That's right.
We love you, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.